welcome everybody to Different Strokes
of Different Folks.
And we are your two hosts. My name, Reese One.
And I'm Gadget. Hi, and thank you for joining us today.
Oh, she choked, people. She choked. Now, thank all of you for coming to another episode of Different Strokes of Different Folks. And today's episode is on what?
Fireworks.
Y'all hear that? That's that boom, boom, boom. Yeah. So, what type of fireworks, people? We talking about experiences with fireworks, a few little stories of fireworks, and our favorite, fireworks, I say. Fireworks. So, we're going to go ahead and get into that first piece of it of what are your favorite fireworks?
My favorite fireworks are the ones that are in shape, like butterflies, stars. No.
So you like the big mortar fireworks that can do all the fancy explosions? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it is.
You know, as much as I love the big type explosions, you know, listening to somebody practically blow up a whole neighborhood just for the mortar, as wonderful as that may sound, I'm a very simple guy. You know, you can't really call it a firework, but they sell during firework season. And it's the little poppets.
Boo.
What you mean, boo? They're fun. And they're kid-friendly, man. They're, like, awesome. You can pop them in your hands. You can throw them straight up. You can bust somebody dead in the middle of the forehead, and they won't get injured unless you throw it too hard. But, you know. But I guess if I have to go with an actual firework, Roman candles would be my favorite.
Okay.
The reason being is because, you know, growing in my adolescent years, I learned so many ways to weaponize a Roman candle.
Yeah.
And you know, most people say, no, you're supposed to put it in a bottle and just let it shoot up. No. You hold it in your hand at an angle away from your body. I will hope you take your face as a part of your body, you know, because it is a part of you. If your face ain't a part of your body, you pointed at it, I guarantee it won't be after that. You take it at an angle away from your person, and when it starts to go off, you shake it. I ain't talking about just swinging it like you lost your mind. I mean, shake it real good. Because the more you shake it, the better range it gets, the more explosive power it has, and it makes things a whole lot more fun that way. And if you put it in a bottle, your hand will always be safer. Just say it. Now,
oh my gosh.
Here's a story for y'all. This was about it's over a decade ago. Wow, I feel old. So I was living in another county, in South Carolina, and we had this interesting neighbor. I'm gonna call her Nat. She was a interesting person. And this particular day on 4th of July, she irritated the fire out of me. She irritated me so bad that I asked her to leave. I'm a friendly person, people. I am. Despite anything Miss Doohickey may tell y'all, calling me mean, I am a very generous and nice person. I would give the shirt off of my back. Just ask Miss Doohickey.
Yeah. I still have it too.
So, in the process, I asked her to leave. Instead of her just doing what I asked, she decided she wanted to irritate me more. Now, you don't irritate people who got fireworks.
No, we don't.
So I decided to get me 3 Roman candles. You know, 1 to shoot off, 2 to keep on, so when I'm out on that one, I can reload, you know? So, I told her she got 10 seconds to get off the property, or I'm going to shoot some Roman candles at her. Now, pre-tell, I wasn't going to hit her with any because I'm not getting an assault charge, you know, any kind of weapons charge, or attempted anything charge, okay? But I told her I would shoot them at her. Everybody around me heard me say, at her. What does she do? She decides to irritate me more. I lit the fuse. She said, you won't. I shook it and made sure I shot to the right of her. When she saw it come towards her, she understood I wasn't joking. So what did she do? She talks more trash. So I start running at her with the Roman candle. When she realized that I wasn't stopping until I got real close up on her, she started haul butt down the street. Well, adrenaline kicked in, and I chased her off the property all the way down the street, shooting Roman candles at her. And we went over a half a block of her running and me shooting all 3 of these Roman candles at her. She ran like a crackhead, people. She ran and, like an actual crackhead.
And nobody called the cop?
Oh, no, no. Talking about, don't forget, there was a sheriff who lived at the end of the block. They saw me doing it and laughed. They saw that I wasn't going to hit her because I made sure every time I fired, it looked like I was about to shoot directly at her, and I always turned it to the side when I felt that poof. So it would always go beside her, but not get too close to her because I didn't want either the wig on her head to catch fire or the grease that was close to on towards that either to catch fire. I didn't want those actions to happen, okay? That would have just been a charge I didn't want to catch. So, yes, I am a Roman candle type of guy.
Okay.
I've also got to play with half sticks of dynamite, but, you know... So, what fireworks have you played with?
I had a cannon, a small cannon.
Did you say a small cannon?
Yes, the one you buy at store, the small ones where you can put the ones that like, make loud noises.
You know, you're talking about the old cannon where you have to load the powder and such. Huh? You don't put a... Now, you do know a cannon is where you load the powder, load the ammunition.
Oh, no. No.
I was about to say, where did you get a wartime cannon from? you like mortars, okay. Yes. You like mortars. What about the little screamers? Have you ever, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I am not a big fan. They're pretty, but yeah.
You know, those are some of the most violent fireworks, even on their own, because it's like they literally just go after people.
And the spinners, oh my gosh.
Let me see. The spinners are ugly. Yeah. But see, the screamers will do something like the spinners because you just put them in the ground and you put them at an angle, they go. Well, every time, no matter how we put it, whether you put it straight up in the ground, however, at an angle, do you know if nobody but you are around, that firework seems to turn around and come back at you? And it will chase you for a little bit before it pops?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, that's messed up. These are meant to be in a firework war. So, in my opinion, it sucked. Because I kind of like not getting chased by fireworks. But, I mean, I did have firecracker and M80 wars when I was younger, too. Mm-hmm. And speaking of the half stick of dynamite that I mentioned earlier, my father had a stick. And on 4th of July, he lit and threw it. Mm-hmm. And it accidentally rolled under a person's car.
Oops.
Thank goodness it landed in a puddle of water and it saturated the wick to where it wouldn't go off. Because if it would have went off, there was going to be a real firework that nobody could miss. You know, a whole car, boom.
I also like the ones that go up in the air and they pop and then they make crackling noises.
Which are also in mortars. So you like all types of colorful, meaningful mortars. Mortars. That's what you like. You like anything that goes boom. You know, it sounds like you let off a rocket and about 10 seconds later you look way up in the sky and see it just mushroom out with the big old bloom and bam and pop.
Yeah.
There's another crazy situation that happened. I know this is just sad, but I had a friend take one of those mortars and put it in a paint bucket and put it on his shoulder and shoot it like it was a bazooka.
Yeah, and that actually
worked. Oh, it worked too. And the damage it did. Thank goodness we were in an empty field, you know, with like junk cars and stuff, because it hit a junk car and that was some interesting fireworks. And they say junk cars still can't make booms. I said, yo. He really took it. And I mean, he loaded it, put it on his shoulder. I said, dude, don't do that. I said, what if it just explodes in the bucket and it's right there by your head, fool? He said, you know what? Then I guess I'll go deaf then. Yeah, I'm thinking to myself at that moment, oh, you gonna go deaf, you know, lay down on the ground with nothing on your shoulder, dummy. But yeah.
I have a story with fireworks.
Ooh, let's hear it.
Well, it was when I was first in college, first time.
Hold on. How many times did you go to college?
I have 2 degrees, remember?
I know. I was messing with you.
Okay. Anyways. What? So, I joined a religious group back when I was still sort of religious.
She was religious.
Anyways, so we were shooting off fireworks near campus. Yeah, the campus PD came over and yelled at
us.
It gets better. So they got the group of people I was with. Got mad and said, no, we're going to cross Illinois, the state line into Illinois. Mm-hmm. That way they can't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
So we all got in a car, crossed Indiana and get to Illinois into this woody area. Woods and fireworks do not go.
No.
So we were all sitting around next to this guy's car, and he getting ready to light one and caught his hair on fire.
Well, just remember, Smokey the Bear, not Smokey Bear. Smokey the Bear has always told us, only you can prevent forest fires.
I was worried that we were going to start a fire in the woods. But he caught a little bit of his hair on fire, and then, you know, we saw the Illinois cops drive around.
So that's hilarious. That would have been fun. Well, have you ever seen somebody shoot a firework off of a cliff?
No.
Do you know why they always want to point it to the sky?
Why?
Because when they go any other angle, when it goes boom, it goes blah in a bad way. Not only do you get the whole colorful display, but you get all of the fiery display. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a story I'm going to tell you. It's a short one. And I was just told this one on a wonderful podcast titled The World From Our Eyes. But Gwendolyn Panda told a story where Shark, you know who that is,
mm-hmm.
Bucci and herself, with a little friend, all went on a nice little vacation. And they ended up getting too close to where the fireworks were being displayed. Yeah, they got close enough to where it started raining on them. Because, you know, even though you get all the pretty colors up in the sky, those little ash ribbons, yes, the little ash ribbons from it got to fall somewhere. It started raining on them, which Shark got caught on the forearm.
Out
by some of the leftover explosions. He said, "Everybody, get to the back of the car! Get to the back of the car!" So
I've used ash before, and it hurts.
Yeah, because it was fire at one time. So, for all you who don't understand what we're trying to say is, please, please use fireworks appropriately, maturely, and very responsibly. This was your nice little avocation of telling you, please use it the right way, people. Because they can always go wrong. Now, you said you like to see nice shapes and stuff on fireworks.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you some of the designs that I've gotten to see and how I've seen fireworks been created before, right after this break. We are back. And the thing is, with all the fireworks that they have designed and all of the different ways they can create fireworks, I have actually gotten to see how one was made. And it was actually fascinating. Because here's the thing. Did you know when it comes to the firework, it's actually the ribbon of paper that has the dye in it. So when it catches fire, that's how you get your color.
Uh-huh.
You do know that, right?
Sorry, I watched How It's Made before.
Oh, you did watch How It's Made. Did you see how much powder they have to use?
A lot.
Yeah, you know, the wildest thing is how they have to measure that powder out to a specific amount, because if it's overdone, it comes out to a very bad experience. It could go boom and not in a good way. They have to measure out every one of those fireworks.
The first person ever created fireworks, how they said, "Oh, that's too much."
I'm a firm believer the first person to make fireworks had to be somebody who had somebody with them, because they had to have somebody put them out when it happened the first time. Boom. Ah, put me out. I have to hurt somebody. Yeah, I'm a firm believer that they had to do it. And then when they gave him a little poo on the second
time. In my head, it's like the image is like, people, I know it's like a modern day image, but people behind a shield, and there's one person lighting it off, and it goes off, and they go flying. Whoa, that was too much.
Well, see, I would love to see that they were behind shields, but see, fireworks are so old that there was no shields back in the day. It was trial and hours. I mean, you know, errors. When I say hours, I mean it hurt when they got caught by it. But
But that's what I'm imagining in my head.
Yeah, it had to be a sucky situation. Did you ever realize that to actually get some of those fireworks, they had to actually time? And that's the crazy thing. They had to find the perfect way to time each one of the wicks to what goes off first, what goes off second, to basically get the designs to pop in the right way.
Yeah,
I thought it was one of the most fascinating things in the world. Which brings me to a few of my favorite shapes.
Okay, what's your favorite shapes?
My favorite shape is always the flags.
Yeah.
Because I think it's very intricate of how they get all of those to pop and be able to make it stay in formation to make all the different kinds of flags.
Yeah.
But another one is, have you ever seen the rock star shape? Have you ever seen a firework that did that before?
No.
You like, no. Well, when I was growing up, I used to always go down towards the, you know, basically go watch the firework display in DC. Mm-hmm. And they would do crazy things. And I mean, of course, you know, the ending would have the flag and everything else. But the explosions that they had one year had the shape of a rock star with a guitar. And when they showed it, it was like the way that they did it right there at one of the highest notes of playing music. They displayed it and it looked like the firework was playing the music. That was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. Now, granted, that was the only time I've ever seen them pull it off, and I heard a dude who actually helped set that particular one up lost his job, and there's a whole story behind that. But we're going to go ahead and fall into this other little thing that I want to hear about. You want to know what that is?
What's that?
What fireworks you don't like?
Okay. The snakes.
Now hold on. You talking about the ash snake?
Yes.
What's your beef with the ash snake? What's your beef?
It's boring.
So you hate the ash snake because you say it's boring.
I'm like, woo, gross, the snake, woo.
So, how big and long have you made the ash snake? Wow. Thought I would never say that line.
I don't remember. It's been a long time since I've...
Well, I think me and my friends one time...
the snake.
Me and my friends lined it up to where we could make like a 12-foot ash snake. And then unfortunately it rained and we watched the neighbor slip on it and hurt her hip. And we never said who made the ash snake because we felt so bad because she slipped and hurt her hip. If you would have saw her slip and fall, unfortunately, you would have laughed too. Because, I mean, you only see slips like that on cartoons. I mean, it wasn't just one of those little slips where you just kind of slip a little bit and fall directly on your butt. She had a cartoon slip where she slipped, her foot went above her head, and her head was higher than her butt before she even hit the ground. Mm-hmm. And it was like she tried to turn in the process to catch herself, but if she would have just fell flat, she would have been okay. Mm-hmm. And in the process, that ash snake, because of how long we made it, almost caught the grass on fire. But but the way she slipped, it was pretty bad. I mean, I didn't want to laugh, but it was too funny not to laugh. And if it happened to me, I probably would laugh because, straight up, it happened within my childhood, so why not? It happened to me. So let me ask you something. Is there another firework you don't like?
Yes. The one that just, the smoke ones that just give off colors, retarded.
Can you... Hey, don't be picking at my ninja days, okay? So far, you don't mess with the ash snake. Now you mess with my ninja smoke. Good, great. You just don't like anything that don't go boom. You just, if it goes pew, you like whatever. Give me something else. Next thing you're going to tell me, you don't like sparklers either.
I don't really.
Oh my goodness. Y'all hear this? Gadget Doohickey don't like sparklers. So next time y'all see her, if you in the Indiana area, bring her some sparklers. A bag of sparklers, a bag of smoke bombs, and a thing of ash snake. And she should enjoy every bit of it.
That's so mean.
So what else you don't like?
And then if you do that, I'll find out where you live and put the smoke bomb off in your house.
She's fibbing. But she will probably, I'm telling you, that would be a great idea for you guys to do. Just send her sparklers, ash snake, and smoke bombs. And make sure... it's the purple, the blue, the green, and yellow ones. Because the red ones, she'll just be like, so no, just, you know, the regular gray ones don't do nothing. But the purple ones, she like. Uh-huh, go ahead. What other fireworks?
Well, you already mentioned the sparklers. I just... I'm not a big fan of the spinners because, you know, I had one come after me before.
I bet that was the fastest you could run.
Yeah. And then I got a one that was supposed to be like, it was like a bigger one of those huge firework things you buy at the firework store, and it was sad. It just had army guys come out of it. It was kind of pathetic.
So is it supposed to be like a mortar, like a mini mortar, or just is it a cheap Walmart style brand? No offense to Walmart, or is it supposed to be one of the big boomers that you can get?
It's supposed to be a big boomer, and it really let me down. Like,
you got a dud. Yeah, I'm not big on duds either.
I was not happy. I'm like, really? Army guys, what the world?
Well, that's because what happens is, instead of it shooting all the way in the sky, what happens is it kind of flares up and still shoots off at the same time. When it happens like that, unfortunately, the fireworks don't agree with each other. They kind of interfere with each other if they're not done right.
No, it was actually army men and they had parachutes with them.
Oh, that's so funny.
I was not happy.
That's hilarious. So I would say one of the
Who
funny
would
things.
have thought this was a good firework? It's beyond me.
People who got kids. So one of the things I have seen a lot of people do over the years, which common sense apparently escaped every single one of them, is to shoot mortars right there where a tree is practically right above them. Now, I understand we are people who love to support our firemen and ambulance workers, but
Won't tell you where I shut mine off then.
I get we all like to support our firemen and ambulance workers, but let's be real, people. If you are under a tree, fireworks should not be under the tree, okay?
Wasn't when
Because
I did it, it wasn't necessarily under a tree. It was we got enough far away from the tree where it didn't hurt the tree.
But yet part of it landed where?
Probably on the tree.
Exactly. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that some trees don't sprout out far. What I'm saying is, do yourself a justice and please do firemen a justice too. Walk out to a place where, if you look straight up, it's open sky. If you look a little bit to your right, there's open sky. To your left, and in a circular motion, there's open sky. If you look up and you see a tree branch, guess what? You too close to a tree. Yes, even after it rains, how much you want to bet somewhere in that tree is a dry leaf? There always is, and is always the one to catch fire somewhere. And here's a little known fact. All of that carbon and everything that you're shooting off in the fireworks, do y'all realize you're adding to the acid rain that occurs out there? Did you know that? Let me ask you this. Here's an interesting question for you. Typically, on 4th of July and New Year's, have you ever realized during these two particular times it's always raining, either during a little bit before or after fireworks have been displayed?
Not that I paid attention to.
Did it rain on the 4th of July this year up there?
Yes, it did.
Now, were a lot of people shooting off fireworks up there?
I'm a third.
And it practically rained all the fourth, right?
Well, it stopped raining at night, but yeah.
Okay, so here's another interesting question. When you stepped outside, could you smell fireworks in the air?
No, that's what I paid attention to.
Oh my goodness. Y'all see this? Do you see this? This is what happens when you don't pay attention. The
Or you're
world
just
around
so used
you.
to it, you don't notice.
You get so used to it, you don't notice. Every year I notice. How don't you?
I live in the
What you trying to say? What you trying to say here? Go ahead. What you trying to say? Do you got beef with my rural area that I live now? Is that what you're trying to say? Let me tell you something. I come from one of the cities of cities, okay? Where everywhere was a building that just don't care. Okay? Where the trees were more faker than the hookers on the corner. Just say it. Where you'll see a 7-Eleven on every single corner for about 5 blocks.
Yeah, well, we don't have 7-Elevens up here anymore.
Well, how about this? Where you could literally go around 6 to 7 blocks with this being the order. On one corner is the club. Middle of the block is a liquor store, and on the other corner is a church. Right across the street from the church is another bar, is another club. In the middle of that block is another liquor store for multiple blocks. This is a pattern that actually happened. So you party on Friday, get drunk on Saturday, and go to church on Sunday. That's how they did it at one time in D.C. That's right. I'm shouting you out. Washington, D.C. That's how it was done at one point. So, again, let me tell you, you talking about my little rural place in South Carolina. Don't be hating, okay? We love it down here.
No, I'm just making a statement.
You try to shot fired. I know. It's okay.
That's just way possible.
No. I know you ain't got no room to talk. I always talk about that one-armed pimp with the turquoise suit that was by your mama's house, but I don't want to hear. So I don't want to hear when you sitting here talking about a lot of stuff, okay? Do you hear that?
No.
Good. So again, what I'm just saying to y'all, whether it's 4th of July, which we are well past it at this point.
Yes, we are.
And yet we're still not close enough to the next moment of fireworks. But the truth is, we know all you people out there be shooting fireworks throughout the year anyway, for one reason or another. So fireworks are always, and I mean always, relevant. Mm-hmm. All I'm going to say to you is this. Please.
We need to make Halloween fireworks. Sorry.
You want to see a gigantic pumpkin firework. A jack-o'-lantern firework. You want to see a firework of a witch on a broom? Go to Disney World. Good grief. You know they have those, right?
No.
You haven't seen it at Disney World before?
I have never been to Disney World. I've been to Universal Studios, but I've never been to Disney World.
Okay. Well, Disney World, they have some beautiful displays. I wish they would pay me for even advertising, but I'm just saying, from experience, they this actually
do money won't that. Fit on those rides.
Look here. Fluffy don't, you know, us fluffy people don't deserve to fit on rides. You know why? Because we don't even like being in certain heights anyway.
I love roller coasters.
How many times have you ridden the drop zone?
I don't do the drop zone.
Oh, nope. See how you, I love roller coasters, but then I don't do the drop zone. Come on, man.
Because of my asthma, I don't.
But you like roller coasters, which will toss you around 10 times more than just dropping you out the air. Let me tell you something. When being a teenager, I used to love the drop zone because, you know, that was a time where I got to do my cursing in front of my mom. And I know that sounds so silly because there are plenty of people who will curse their parents out. But see, I've come up in a home where you say a profane word, you might not have teeth in the morning. As a matter of fact, you might not even wake up the next day, nonetheless, have teeth. So
I still have teeth.
Well, we all know why. But here's the thing. In retrospect, going on a ride like Drop Zone gave me the opportunity to express myself in the most profane way possible. And seeing fireworks going up while I'm going down is one of the wildest things I've ever seen in my life. And I've even seen a person near theirself. Okay. It was different. As we going down and they drop a deuce, I see fireworks going up. I'm like, whoa, my God, that stinks. Yeah, so you see things again with fireworks, please, please, please be careful. Don't blow your face off. Don't blow your arms off. Don't blow any limbs off your body at all. Be careful. And that was brought to you by Different Strokes of Different Folks. And we want to thank every single one of you and want you to leave your comments at what?
Sorry. anchor.fm/ Different Strokes of Different Folks or anchor.fm/gadgets85.
Uh-huh. And is there a way that they can reach you?
Yes, my Instagram. Woo-woo. Gadget Doohickey.
She forgot her own Instagram. Go ahead.
Facebook at Gadget Doohickey. Meet me as Gadget in Indiana.
Right. Any others? Did you mention Facebook?
Yes, I mentioned Facebook.
All right. Now, if you want to be able to leave any comments for me, you can be able to hit me up on any of my social medias. That's anchor.fm. That's Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, Facebook. And if I forgot one, I apologize. All but /, simply reads one. And I will definitely hit you back up. Because without y'all, there would be no Different Strokes of Different Folks. Don't get me wrong, there still would be one, but
we wouldn't have no people to listen to us.
So, we want to thank all of you. Say we appreciate you. And we will be back next time with some more fireworks. So, if you don't know what's up, now that's what's up, and we'll holler at y'all next time.
Bye.